Hello again. Welcome to our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. It's Chad and Christy, morning show hosts at B98.7 in Tampa Bay. We're also husband and wife and theme park aficionados. We've been all over the world, Japan, Paris, all of the theme parks in California, and of course, the ones here in Florida, probably about 600-700 times. I don't know.
We've North Carolina has some. You went to some up north when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's right. All the theme parks in Ohio, King's Dominion in Virginia.
Yep. Busch Gardens.
Gracious.
Williamsburg. Busch Gardens,
so,
Tampa
yeah,
Bay.
We've had a churro or two.
Or 452,000.
All right. So every week what we do is we try to bring you not only some ideas of what to do here in Tampa Bay, but also what is going on, what are the new rumors, new confirmations of all of the theme parks here in Florida. And a couple of things to start before we get into the theme park news here in Florida. Or here in the Tampa Bay area. First and foremost, Tampa Bay Lightning Fever definitely has caught on. They're one round away from making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And if you are a Lightning fan and you're going to be out at Game 5, which is tomorrow night, Saturday night, the 19th of May, make sure you look for the new B98.7 because we're going to be out on the plaza right there at the Tampa Bay Lightning game. So that's one thing. Another thing that's happening tomorrow that's very, very cool that we are involved with is something that benefits veterans and first responders.
Yes, it's called Tunnel to Towers. It's a tower climb, and it all gets underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 19th, and it's benefiting first responders and veterans in need, and it was in honor of a firefighter that was killed in 9/11.
And I'm just thrilled that we were asked to be a part of this.
Yep.
This is really great. And I know that I have some friends that sort of have like that bucket list of kind of the exercise trends that they haven't done yet. And one of them said the other day, I really want to do one of those tower climbs. I'm like, hey, we got you covered because we're going to be doing one of those on Saturday the 19th, kind of along with like the mud run, which I know you've mentioned maybe wanting to do, or the other ones where you run and they...
The color runs.
Yes, the color runs where they... Yeah. So it's just a very cool event and such a great beneficiary. So if you want to take part in that and you want to get more information, that's on the event page of our website, which is b987fm.com. All right, so on to theme park news. And I think really we should make the theme today alcohol.
Oh,
And I know we kind of talked about this briefly in our last podcast when Busch Gardens announced, for a lot of us old timers that have been going to Busch Gardens for a long time, that were very sad when the hospitality house closed, that they were going to reopen it this summer and give you the opportunity once again to get free beer at Busch Gardens.
Right. And now that is going on from May 1st through August the 5th. At Busch Gardens.
Yeah, it's just a limited time thing. But yeah, I swear, if they don't have it, Busch Gardens, you should have printed up limited edition t-shirts that had something to do with Hospitality House, because I'd be the first one in line to buy one of those because I love the whole retro vibe. So that's something at Busch Gardens. Now, also at Busch Gardens, they made the announcement this week that they are going to be doing their summer nights once again this year, which I know we went to last year, Christy, and kind of ate our way around Busch Gardens.
Yes, we did.
They had like the Fiesta Festa area with the steak chimichurri, and both of us said was one of the best things that we had tasted in a theme park. There's empanadas, tostones. There was the frozen sangrias, the Moscow mules, all in that area. And that's, again, going to return at Summer Nights at Busch Gardens. There's also Vibin Village. That's over in the Stanleyville area. They have the curry, roasted cauliflower and pita chips, chilled shrimp with watermelon and tamarind glaze. There's the special funnel cake with the strawberry and kiwi sauce, and we all got one of those. Mm-hmm. And I think between Stanleyville and the front, we both had to lay down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a sugar kick.
Well, because of what it tasted like, and I know they call it a strawberry kiwi sauce, but I think it's like we each took that first bite and went, what does this taste like?
Utopia?
There's that. But then it's like we took a few steps further and took another bite, and we all kind of decided that it tasted like a fruity pebble waffle, which was to die for. So that's going to be once again at the Vibin Village, but they have a new area for food this year at Busch Gardens for summer nights, and that's the backyard barbecue, where you can get the chicken waffle sandwich with blackberry pepper jelly. They have the St. Louis ribs with cherry Coke barbecue sauce and the smoked beef brisket sliders with Jack Daniels and Coke barbecue sauce with peach slaw.
Wow.
And a special dreamsicle flotini. And I'm guessing, I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing, as is the trend with Busch Gardens, that they're going to have the punch cards. Once again, the sampler cards, which is such a great idea,
too. Well,
and
so convenient because you just hang it around your neck. You're not trying to pull a credit card out or anything like that.
And then they have special music zones, and you can ride the rides at night, which is always a cool thing to do at Busch Gardens. But they're also, from what I'm reading, adding even more lights to the rides at night. So they're going to light up and be brighter than ever.
Right.
To ride at night.
And if you're interested in going over and taking part in summer nights at Busch Gardens, they're going to kick the festivities off Memorial Day weekend, and then it's going to run all the way through August 5th.
All right, so that's what's happening at Busch Gardens. Now, let's go to Busch Gardens' sister park over in Orlando, SeaWorld, because guess what? As we mentioned, the theme of the show today, alcohol. SeaWorld also is going to start giving out the free beer.
Mm-hmm.
They never had a hospitality house, to my knowledge, but they're sort of creating one. But it's only on Fridays and only at a specific restaurant.
Right. Basically, if you're 21 and up, you are entitled to two complimentary 7-ounce beers per visit at the Mama's Pretzel Kitchen patio. And they this is going to run through September the 2nd.
Okay. So that's the free beer deal at SeaWorld. And then over at Walt Disney World, the big announcement this week is that they are going to now start serving alcohol at all sit-down restaurants. The first one that I had heard, and to me, this is kind of like one of those fun little gems of going over to Walt Disney World. And for anybody that wants to do a sit-down restaurant, I think the first ones that a lot of people probably think of is, well, I want to eat inside the castle, or I want to eat at Be Our Guest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of like what those signature sit down restaurants, which are also like near impossible to get a reservation. But the Plaza restaurant, which is right at the end of Main Street, and if you're walking down Main Street towards the castle and you smell the amazing ice cream parlor, mm-hmm. because they're always out making like the waffle cones, take a right.
Mm-hmm.
And head towards Tomorrowland. Not when you get to the center hub, but right at the end of Main Street. There's a little tiny sit-down restaurant
yep.
tucked away there. And you used to always get a visit from the mayor of Main Street,
yep.
which I know he has passed away. That was a very sad thing. We talked about that on one of our podcasts in the past. But great, fun little menu. And that was the first place that I'd heard that they were going to start serving alcohol. And then a few days later, I saw
Crystal Palace has been added to the list.
Press release that all sit-down restaurants are going to start serving it. And then, of course, there's an opportunity to have one or two when you go to the International Food and Wine Festival, which is going to start August 30th and run through November 12th. And we teased a couple of the artists a few weeks ago. We kind of found out before anybody else because we are friends with the guys from the Hooters that they were going to be returning and playing once mm-hmm. again this year. Last year, they played like the week before Hurricane Irma. This year, they're going to be sort of towards the end. The Hooters are going to be playing November 8th and 9th instead of at the beginning in August like they did last year. So if you're a fan of 80s music, you know, year in and year out, they bring in a lot of the same artists that you might have seen in the past. Tiffany is returning September 1st through the 3rd. Let's see, Baha Men are returning. I know they've been there in the past. Sugar Ray returning, David Cook. You've got Air Supply returning, 98 Degrees, Billy Ocean returning, Starship, which seems like they come every year not only for Flower and Garden, but Food and Wine. So you got two opportunities there. Taylor Dane, Boyz II Men, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Those are sort of all of the ones that have been there in the past, but a couple of new artists and one that I'm very excited about. I was excited to see the Hooters last year because it's a band that I had never seen live. And that's what happens a lot of time with some of those 80s artists is that if you don't catch them the first time around and they're not like your Duran Duran, your Bon Jovi, which you know you're going to have an opportunity every year, you sometimes say, gosh, I wish I would have seen them then. And that's what's so great about Food and Wine Festival is they bring in a lot of those bands to mm-hmm. give you an opportunity. And this year, Glass Tiger, September 6th and 7th. So you can sing to the top of your lungs with Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone. Sing the Bryan Adams part.
I was going to say, which part are you going to sing, the lead or the Bryan Adams part?
Right. And then a couple of other artists performing for the very first time at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. You have Mercy Me, which is September 4th and 5th.
Right. And that's going to be a popular show, especially in light of the recent movie about the singer for Mercy Me, about his life.
Right. And we didn't get to see it, but I know your dad and your stepmom went to see it. What did they say? It was good? Mm-hmm. I mean, what was the feedback on it?
Okay. They enjoyed it.
So Mercy Me, September 4th, 5th, Glass Tiger, September 6th, 7th, and the other new artist, and I'm surprised that this is the first time for her, Sheila E. Will be performing September 22nd and 23rd.
Nice.
And you know she's going to do probably a Prince song and pay tribute to him too, because they were so interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a fantastic show as well. So August 30th through November 12th for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. Before we get to that though, obviously we have the opening of Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios, just in the past couple of weeks. Fast and Furious Supercharged opened at Universal Studios, which we're going to go see next Friday. We're going to be live from Universal Studios, so we'll finally get the opportunity to ride it. But they also have a new nighttime light show over Hogwarts Castle at Islands of Adventure, which we did get to see a few weeks ago. And I'm always amazed at how they can project those images on the castle.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
And do we give a little spoiler?
Nope.
Or no spoiler?
Nope, no spoilers.
Not going to say anything about it. Other than to say, if you're a Harry Potter fan, regardless of which house you are, you will be represented.
Yes, they acknowledge all the houses in a special way.
And also at Islands of Adventure, one new thing, if you are a Jurassic Park / Jurassic World fan, because they're gearing up for that new movie coming out here in a couple of weeks. If you've gone and you've done the Raptor Encounter over at the Jurassic Park area of Islands of Adventure before, because I know the Raptor Encounter has been around since 2015, where you go inside the pen and you actually can get your picture with a raptor. It's a new raptor that you can get your picture with, Blue.
Nice.
From Jurassic World, now appearing at Islands of Adventure. And as soon as our son hears this,
he is going to unzip himself and jump out and run around the room with his hair on fire.
That will be the first stop for us, as he, like us, a big Jurassic Park and Jurassic World fan. So hopefully that has given you some ideas of what to do the next time you want to take a road trip over to Orlando and experience one of the theme parks. If you have an insider tip, though, or rumor that you've heard, a place that you love to eat or watch fireworks or do when you go over to the theme parks, we'd love to connect with you and hear from you. So you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at B987FM. Our website is B987FM.com. We're your host, Chad and Christy, for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Until next time, thanks for downloading and listening.